Good morning, I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Wednesday morning. Even though he was suspended for the end of the regular season last year, Browns defensive end Myles Garrett is getting ready to finish up a massive five-year deal. ESPN reports that the deal, which is a five-year extension, is worth $125 million. The deal is worth a total of $144 million over 7 years, and it will make Garrett the highest-paid non-quarterback in the NFL. Garrett had entered the offseason with 2 years left on his rookie contract after the Browns had picked up his fifth-year option. Garrett had 10 sacks in 10 games last year, but he, again, as I said, was suspended the remainder of last season after hitting Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph with his own helmet at the end of the game between the two teams on November 14th. Garrett was the number one overall pick out of Texas A&M for the 2017 NFL Draft. And finally this morning, while not on this day in sports history exactly, 50 years ago last night at Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, it was the 1970 MLB All-Star Game. And the end of this one is still remembered to this day. Cincinnati Reds legend Pete Rose barrels over Ray Fosse at home plate to give the National League a 5-4 victory after 12 innings of play. And that does it for your sports update on this Wednesday morning. For QuickSee 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.